The death of the adult recreational marijuana bill today simply delays the inevitable, according to most insiders. It's going to get done, the only questions are how and by whom. If they stalled at 18-ish votes, how do they get to 21? Governor Phil Murphy and Senate President Steve Sweeney, D3, are, of course, political rivals, a dynamic created in part by Murphy stymieing Sweeney's 2017 shot at the governorship. Since that fundamental political dynamic hasn't changed, and pot is there to get done, the pair of Democrats will now undertake a more accelerated contest to bring senators to the table. Sweeney in the end wants to be the hero who is able to say, presumably to Democratic primary voters, "Look, this was all me. We gave the governor a shot to do this, and he proved once again that, while he can dream of pie in the sky, I actually can make the sausage. Just as I did with marriage equality," he might add. But Murphy too, wants to get past Sweeney in their ongoing muddy steeplechase, with his own chest-first declaration of not only being the big vision guy with a Bobby Kennedy love affair, but a sharp-elbowed operator who can actually buttonhole lawmakers. "We gave the legislature a chance to get this done, and Craig Coughlin, God love him for being the adult in the room, delivered, while Sweeney didn't," the governor might say. "Time for us to put on the blue Mel Gibson war paint and get this done." Don Adiego, D8. If someone can switch parties, they can switch other things, too, like a vote on pot. Adiego was a Republican a few months ago. Now she's a Democrat. So her Sherman-esque rejection of legalization should be interpreted as a yes. Both Sweeney and Murphy will work on being able to say at a cocktail party or in a union hall, "I'm the guy who actually made the phone call to Senator Adiego," but in the end this is Sweeney's vote to stuff in his by Santa Claus-sized sack. Adiego's a South Jersey product. Plus, Senator Troy Singleton's D7 already on board. Advantage, Sweeney. Nilsa Cruz Perez, D5. She's waiting there for the green light to go off so she can vote yes. Sure, she's part of the South Jersey constellation and most of her other colleagues down there are opposed, but she's in a bright blue district. If Sweeney needs a D vote in the event that Murphy starts ponying up support, he would probably be inclined to go to South Jersey comfort zone Camden. Advantage, Sweeney. Jim Beach, D6. Unlike other South Jersey Democrats like Senator Robert Ondrejczak and Senator Fred Madden, Beach doesn't occupy a Republican-leaning district. So he doesn't have to worry about getting thumbed in the eye in the general election by Republicans as a consequence of his voting yes to legalize pot. He's a little like Cruz Perez here. He can vote yes if he gets the go signal from the boss. Advantage, Sweeney. Declan O'Scanlan, R13. This was a Murphy play, evidently. And evidently he got there. The governor got on the phone late with the Monmouth County-based Republican lawmaker to talk pathway to 21. Sources say it was going to take a lot of district aid to get O'Scanlan there, and Murphy was willing to go there. He's a Monmouth-based O'Scanlan constituent, after all. In any case, look for O'Scanlan to surface as an I vote in the race to deny Sweeney, the front office would argue. Advantage, Murphy. Dick Cody, D27, dead set against it. Has to protect Newark pal Senator Ronald L. Rice, D28. Sure, we get that. And it's true. Cody needs Rice, not Murphy, for his Essex County politics. And Rice, who put up the decriminalization alternative to legalization, ain't budging. But if Cody can cajole some prime LD28 resources out of Murphy, then present those to Rice, maybe the West Ward senator will greenlight Cody to help Murphy. Whatever irritation the former governor experienced over Murphy saddling Pete Camarano with the Katie Brennan Al Alvarez mess, he still despises South Jersey and would prefer to see Murphy, not Sweeney, own a big win. Advantage, Murphy. Paul Sarlo, D36. Sweeney allies howled at the ham-handedness of the front office to actually turn the South Bergen senator into a hard no vote on pot with their opposition to Sarlo's prosecutor pick. But whatever the Reagan Democrats' innate distaste for marijuana legalization, he can still be talked into support with projects, patronage, money, etc., as he was when he once changed his no vote on marriage equality to yes. Sarlo's in the catbird seat here, as he can entertain phone calls from both Sweeney and Murphy and be coy with both sides. Murphy has to be careful. Sarlo has never been a close chum of Bergen County Democratic Committee Chair Lou Stellato, who was one of the key chairs who backed Murphy over Sweeney in 2017. But Sarlo has said privately he doesn't want to simply be handmaiden to derailing a Democratic governor. Advantage, Leanne Sweeney. Robert Singer, R30, like O'Scanlan, his name surfaced late in the game as Murphy tried to air out a couple of long balls. Was his name offered by a helpful former Governor Tom Keene, Sr., or the friendly chip in by former Senator Joe Kyrillos? Did Keene, Sr. tell Jr. to help the sighting governor? We don't know. We only know. All we know is Murphy worked Singer late. He apparently didn't get there. But he tried, is trying. Advantage, Murphy. Others, Shirley Turner, similar to Rice, she'd have to go through Cody. She'd be a Murphy get, but unlikely. Caucus watchers hum today about a Turner bill worth $10 million in aid to the city of Trenton that the governor could veto as a tough guy sign of needing the veteran senator's support on pot in the future. Kip Bateman, the Republicans' usually a reliable Sweeney lifeline, but the prosecutor doesn't like the bill. Neither do the cops he knows and works with in Somerset County.